mean, the area that I represent, that I cover, includes sort of rural back roads and includes a number of sort of dense housing areas, residential areas, and we've had problems in all of them. Over the weekend, we had an issue at the back end of the Hazelbank area, which is sort of, you know, adjoining a back road, and there's been a whole range of household waste that's been dumped there. And additionally, we have had areas around Rosemount, residential areas, with waste dumped as well. In some cases, you can see it's individuals who are doing it, who obviously have run out of bin space, but there's also, in some cases, people have dumped it in a more of an industrial amount. So we can see that it's sort of across the board. There's a waste enforcement team in the council who specifically deal with this, but they're now being overloaded because of this extra dumping, so it's a major issue.
There is a council helpline available for people who are affected by COVID-19 across the board, and we know the recycling centres, for instance, have had to close, but there are alternative arrangements in place, and people can make contact with council if they have queries.
Well, absolutely, and that's what's the most frustrating thing, because we have those systems in place now to make sure that people who have issues with excess household waste, they can't dispose of their items. Council will work with them to do that and encourage them to recycle better and all of that. So those systems are in place, and they were put in place deliberately because we foresaw the additional problems that were going to arise, because people obviously couldn't get out of their houses and were obviously going to be using more household items. But, you know, the problem, that is one part of the problem, absolutely, and it's frustrating that people haven't used the waste line. But in addition to that, it's the fact that some people have, I mean, if you look at the images of what we posted last night from the back of Hazelbank from Marianas Glen area, there's a huge amount of waste there, and also in Rosemount there was 40, 50 bags dumped in one go. So in some cases it's people who have obviously taken them in a van or some form of transport and have abandoned them because there's no way somebody would be able to have gathered up that amount of waste just within their own household. So there's a whole range of issues there, and the Waste Enforcement Team and Council, as I said, they specifically deal with these issues in terms of going and finding evidence of who has actually disposed of the waste, and where we find evidence, we can find those people. In the case of those who are actually doing it more of industrial levels, we want to bring them to court, because, to be honest, if there isn't an example set now, then this will continue.